Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Kodiak Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK, and on the OTC markets under the symbol KDKCF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Claudia Thornquist. Now, Claudia, I wanted to bring you on the show to get everybody refocused on the large drill program that the company has planned this year for the MPD property. Now, the overall program is planned for up to 30,000 meters, and it is following up on a discovery that was made last year in a much smaller drill program that the company undertook. Let's start off with that discovery that you are following up on. I understand this is a porphyry target in southern British Columbia. Give us, again, a little rundown of some of the drill results from last year that led to this discovery and now this follow-up drilling, please.
Okay. We are working the MPD project in southern BC. That's a project that has been drilled for 15 years intermittently by a variety of companies, all very shallow. And we acquired the project with the intention to drill deeper. We looked at it and thought nobody ever drilled deep enough. It was very shallow drilling, 100, 200 meters deep. And so we set out and poked a couple of deeper holes into the project and were successful right off the bat. Had a really nice discovery hole right in January from our maiden drill program, where we only drilled three holes, and then followed that up in summer with more drilling. We drilled then 6,000 meters, also still a small drill program, and really made a game-changing discovery. We drilled into a very high-grade zone, and that really was transformative for the project and the company.
Yeah, and some of these grades that I'm seeing, you guys had an interval of 282 meters of a little over 1% copper equivalent, 1.16% copper equivalent. That was made up of 0.7% copper and almost half a gram per ton gold within that intercept. When it comes to this current program, then the 30,000 meters, what is, at least initially here, the overall goals of this drilling?
Well, we've planned a much larger program now for this year, as I said, 30,000 meters, and we'll be continuing to drill at the gate zone where we've made the high-grade discovery. And we certainly drill out this high-grade zone more to see how big it is, where it comes closest to the surface, and then importantly also drill the larger, lower-grade mineralized envelope, because a porphyry is a very large system, typically consisting of a large amount of lower grade mineralization with one or several higher grade centers in it. And you need both to make a viable economic scenario. So expect many large low grade intercepts and some high grade intercepts, a mix of both, and lots of them over this year.
Now, just remind everybody, on the back of what you said, is that the relook at this project, you guys wanted to drill deeper. What are some of the depth that you're planning on drilling some of these holes? And in terms of the more discovery holes, what depths did you find some of this higher grade mineralization?
Well, we've drilled in our first discovery hole mineralization over 800 meters right from surface. Then in the summer, our holes that hit the high-grade zone, we hit the highest grades down sort of between 300 and 500 meters. The overall length of the holes we've drilled are around 800 meters. So, yeah, at the moment, we've only drilled nine holes. So really, we're only at the start. We found some very near surface mineralization and some high grades of 300, 400, 500 meters down. And yeah, we really don't know yet where the best mineralization is, where it comes closest to surface. That's the work we have ahead of us this year.
So this really is 30,000 meters of exploration drilling, trying to get a handle on just how large this porphyry system could be. Do you have any ideas on timing for releasing some sort of a resource?
Well, resource, really, that's still sometime in the future. This year really is about discovery. We will certainly drill more at the Gate Zone, our high-grade discovery. We have other similar targets in other project areas, which are very analogous to what we see at Gate, and we'll drill those too. Also potential porphyry centers, potential high-grade mineralization. So it's really about discovery, and that's really what makes, I think, us interesting for investors this year.
Now, is there any more information that you can give us on some of these other targets? I understand the Gate Zone and this discovery. Yes, you're going to drill that out, rightfully so. That makes a lot of sense. But what are some of these other targets that you can provide some insight on?
Yep. Well, the Gate Zone, let me first sort of touch briefly on that. We've only really drilled 125 meters off a copper in soil anomaly that's about a kilometer long, which overlays a geophysical anomaly of almost 3 kilometers. So we've really only drilled a very, very small area of a large target. So certainly we'll drill more there. And then we have another target area, similarly large target area called Dillard, which we meant to drill in 2020, but then we had so much success at Gate that we actually never got to Dillard. But that's an area that's roughly 2 kilometers away from Gate. And it's very similar in terms of geophysical signature and also a large copper in soil anomaly on top of this geophysical target. So analogous to what we see at Gate, and that's also a very high priority target for 2021.
So for all this drilling, all 30,000 meters at the Gate Zone and some of these other targets, is everything permitted?
We have a area-based permit, and we have some drill sites that we'll start out with to drill, and we have some more, or actually quite a lot more drill locations that we're currently permitting and to add to our to the inventory that we have at the moment of drill sites that are available.
So around the MPD project, there are a number of past producing mines and current mines in production. Are you using any of these mines as a comparison or as some sort of similarity to what you think you could have here at the MPD project?
That's a good question. We are in a very established mining area with a number of mines nearby, which obviously makes it very easy for us and cost-effective to explore. We're treading a well-trodden path. And there's one mine in particular, Copper Mountain, which is 30, 40 kilometers south of us, which is very similar in terms of geology to what we see at MPD. And that's obviously very helpful for our exploration to have a mine with similar geology, similar host rock, similar mineralization styles right next door.
All right. Now, in terms of funding for this overall program, the company did just raise money more or less at the tail end of last year. How much cash does the company have in the bank to satisfy this drill program?
We have currently over $14 million in cash available. So we are funded for the 30,000 meters that we have planned. But obviously, all very much depends on our progress and on success. We could very well scale up the program and drill more. And yeah, that'll all become clearer as we progress with our work.
So then in terms of timing, when will this drill program start and will it run for the whole year?
It will, yes. We've taken a break over the holiday period. We stopped just before Christmas with drilling. And at the moment, we are actually moving premises because we've outgrown our small initial courtyard. And we're just setting up and building out a new core facility for logging and storing our core. And as soon as that's ready, as soon as we have a roof over our heads, so to speak, we'll be drilling again in February.
Okay, well, I'll follow up as you guys get some drills on the ground. One other point I wanted to touch on, too, is that financing at the tail end of last year, we saw Tech Resources come in as a shareholder. They invested $8 million, took a 9.9% stake in the company. This seems like an early on financing for Tech to get involved in because the discovery was just made. Can you give us a little bit more insight on how this relationship came together and what really interested Tech into this company?
It's great for us to have Tech as a partner. They have a great reputation. They know the area like their back pocket. They have their large copper mine, Highland Valley, 50 kilometers to the north in the same trend. And having them come in that early in our exploration progress is obviously a great vote of confidence into our MPD project and into our company. And Tech wouldn't have come in if they didn't think that this project has the potential to have real size, which is also what attracted us initially to the project. It has a large footprint, copper and gold drilled historically over more than 10 square kilometers. And we've now found some high grade as well. So yeah, we like the project because we think it has real size potential, and clearly Tech saw that too, otherwise they wouldn't have come in. So we're really pleased to have them as a partner.
All right, Claudia, I appreciate the update. As I mentioned, I will follow along as the drilling gets going. It's an effort that I've made on the show to get some more copper companies, especially Discovery Copper plays on the show, as that market really has been running. And quite frankly, I think the sector does need some more copper discoveries out there that hopefully can make it through the system. But if anybody has any follow-up questions for Claudia regarding Kodiak Copper, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed for you, and we will be following up as more news hits the market, especially involving the drill program. Claudia, thank you for the update today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey.